Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number that you need to get interactive with us about anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and again, anything goes. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives section there. The last six shows, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no need to download, or excuse me, no need to sign up for anything. There's no need to pay any money for these archives. We give them away.
Won't cost you an email address, won't cost you any dollars, nothing. They're for you.
And we've always given them away. And so go get them at freetalklive.com.
You know, this rock and roll music hurts my ears. Just want you to know.
Well, I'm so sorry. The board up turns it up. That's great. That's what I would have done if I was still behind the board, too. Oh, the good old days.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Now then, I think we're going to start tonight with something I literally just stumbled across here moments before the show started.
It seems to happen that way a lot.
It does. An article from lewrockwell.com, and it's entitled The Constitution or Liberty. Now, on this show in the past, I have said that the Constitution has failed us. I was corrected by Johnson, our Monday night co-host, that no, the people have failed the Constitution. Well, this gentleman is arguing that the Constitution is not the best document in the world, and it's an interesting perspective that I don't think many people have ever paid any attention to.
I'll listen to it, but I'll tell you, I'm not coming from the point of view that the Constitution's not one of the best documents ever made.
I think it's probably one of the best documents ever made, but what his contention is, it didn't do a damn thing to protect us from big government. I think most readers of this site, those who read it and like it, talking about lewrockwell.com, are those who are taking notes on the enemy, would agree that our country would be much better off if the federal government constrained itself to the limits the Constitution places on it. We would definitely agree with that.
Yes.
We would love to see our federal government get back to the Constitution.
Right.
I think that would be a wonderful starting point for actually getting back to freedom. If presidents did not go to war without a formal congressional declaration, if Congress only exercised powers specifically enumerated in the Constitution, if the Bill of Rights, including the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, remained in force, and if the federal courts did not dishonestly claim that prayers in local public schools violate the First Amendment, whereas McCain-Feingold does not. Of course, we don't need government-run schools, period, so that shouldn't even be an issue. Yes, that would be much better in theory, but even good constitutions do not guarantee good outcomes. The war on drugs, or Social Security, or No Child Left Behind are not bad because they're unconstitutional. They're bad because they're tyrannical and socialistic. It's right and valid, of course, to point out their unconstitutionality. The further federal policy strays from the constraints of the Constitution, the greater our risk of sliding into despotism. But returning to the limits of the Constitution will not solve our problems. The Constitution, you know, when you read through it, the limits are pretty good. There's some definite holes in there. There's some weak points in the Constitution. But if we had people who were elected that would actually stay within the bounds, we'd be a whole lot better off. The problem is that they don't,
right,
and nothing's done about it. He goes on, he says, remember the Mexican War, the Spanish-American War, and World War I? All declared by Congress, the legitimate constitutional means, and all of them wholly unnecessary and unjust. Even if we chained ourselves to the Constitution once again, there's still no guarantee that we won't continue our tradition of unjust wars. We're proud of our Constitution partly because of the difficulty in amending it, and libertarians and paleoconservatives are dismayed that instead of amending the Constitution, progressives and neoconservatives just assume that what laws they pass...
What is a paleoconservative?
I think
traditional?
Like of the original origin, you know, like the paleontologist or something like that. Progressives and neoconservatives just assume that what laws they pass and the programs they establish are constitutional, as long as the federal courts don't strike them down. We've definitely seen that happening
in
recent times. Certainly, we're correct that the more honest approach for those who favor a more active federal government is to expand its powers legitimately through constitutional amendments. But legitimate means do not justify. Make just the ends. Remember, prohibition. I do not know what perverse and lethal mix of progressive do-goodism and pietistic zealotry could have pietistic?
It would be from piety.
Okay, pietistic zealotry could have persuaded two-thirds of both houses of Congress and three-quarters of state legislatures to ratify the 18th Amendment prohibiting intoxicating liquors. So what he's saying is that was constitutional because they amended the Constitution to do that.
Yeah.
And it was bad.
Yeah.
It was still bad. This is evidence that democracy, even when set at a very high bar of supermajoritarianism, can still yield disastrous results. Prohibition was wrong, and its legitimacy under the Constitution doesn't make it right. Likewise, if somehow the entire nation was persuaded that we must return to the Constitution, oh, if only, huh, Manwich?
Yeah. Well, I think they would all say that, given, you know, would you like to see the United States operate via the Constitution?
I don't know if they would all say that. I don't know about that.
I think that if you phrase it, it's correctly phrased.
You could get a good chunk of people saying it, but I don't know if you could get all of them. We will likely see an amendment to the Constitution introduced to Congress that would officially empower the federal government to do what it has already been doing for the past 72 years. And of course, the Constitution has long been vulnerable to immoral and destructive ideas such as protective tariffs. It does not keep our tax dollars safe from a bloated and corrupt military-industrial complex. It provides no direction towards a sane immigration policy, whatever that may mean. The American people are as fully capable of oppressing themselves through taxation and constitutional amendments as they are through unconstitutional laws and presidential fiat, meaning executive orders. This is no smear or criticism of the Constitution's architects. Whether or not you agree that the Constitution was even necessary, it's safe to say that it's a brilliant plan for government. But no constitution, not even ours, is capable of protecting the people from their own fears, resentments, and prejudices. If people want big government, they will get it, constitutionally or not. And I think that's the most important part of this entire essay, is that it's been said, as some famous quote from somebody, obviously not that famous, but the famous quote says, the people get the government they deserve.
Okay.
The people get the government they deserve. And I think that absolutely applies here in America, because if we had been paying attention, if we had really valued the liberties that our founding fathers attempted to ensure that we had, then we would never have allowed them to slip away.
Well, isn't there another quote that says that liberty requires eternal vigilance?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we haven't been vigilant.
No, we haven't.
And I understand where he's coming from, but...
Which is why we deserve what we've gotten.
I get that.
Unfortunately, I'm trying to be vigilant, but I'm forced to deal with the government that the rest of our lazy ancestors allowed to happen. So we have to clean up the mess, so to speak, and try to set everything right again.
I think that the best step towards that is the Free State Project.
I agree with that.
I can understand where the guy is coming from, but there is no document, no piece, no ink on paper that's ever going to limit people from getting the big government that they want. And I don't think the people really want big government. They just want the program that they want right now.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able
they
to tell.
They want benefits.
They want to. Well, it's not even that.
Though they perceive that they're getting some benefit from government,
some
otherwise
kind of
they wouldn't support it.
It would be like
even
they
though
wanna...
being taken, you know, they're being taxed 20 times more than whatever benefits they're receiving. They don't realize it.
Absolutely. They want the government to take care of them in their old age. They want to be able to tell gay people that
we
they
can
can't
get back
live
into
in wedded bliss
Let
or whatever.
Let me finish this last sentence here. Ultimately, the values of libertarians other small government types do not depend on what the Constitution says or doesn't say, what it authorizes or doesn't authorize. Values of liberty, peace, and tolerance are not derived from the Constitution, nor are they dependent on it. We must point out and resist unconstitutionality when it appears, so as to avert greater losses of liberty. But the Constitution is not the core of our argument. Liberty is. And that's where the Constitution Party fails, in my opinion. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control anytime at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of women who have sent in their photos of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors. They are proud to listen to Free Talk Live. We're proud to have them listening, so we put them on the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We're talking about Constitution or liberty. And I think it's interesting that there's an article on lewrockle.com that basically says, sure, the Constitution, it's a good thing. I mean, it's a wonderful document. It sets down some really good rules as far as how to run a government, how to run one of the better governments in the world. It's a great structure. Unfortunately, it's not perfect. And even if we could tie the government down to the Constitution, if the people wanted a big government bad enough, they'd get it.
Yeah.
Just like we've got today. Somebody wanted to grow government, so the Constitution was either followed in the case of Prohibition, and
government was grown with it, or it was just completely ignored in the case of virtually every other government program. So what the real issue, when it comes down to, we look at all sorts of different issues on Free Talk Live, and whether it be the war on drugs or beating your kids or, you know, the Department of Education, you can assess it from a constitutional standpoint, and that's usually effective. But if you assess it from a pro-liberty or a pro-freedom standpoint, regardless of what the Constitution might say, then that's more effective, because being pro-liberty or pro-freedom means you're principled. You're pro-freedom every time, every issue, no excuses. Now,
I don't know if pro-freedom... I think that, for instance, I wouldn't call myself a principled libertarian.
No, you're not yet.
Thanks.
Still have some issues.
We're
working
that.
Out those kinks.
But I would say that I am pro-freedom. So I don't know if the terminology that you're using there is like an all-the-time, every-time thing.
I feel like if you're pro-freedom, then you have to be pro-freedom on everything.
Okay.
That's just my feeling. It's okay if you want to be leaning my direction. I'll still take you as part of my side. That's just my definition.
Nice.
You can have your definition if you want.
Okay.
But I think it kind of leads me into, we've had some conflicts or discussions with some Constitution Party members. They're usually really good about actually picking up the phone and calling, much more so than some libertarians are. And I've definitely made clear some of my objections to what the Constitution Party stands for. There's a lot that libertarians and Constitution Party members agree on, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some Constitution Party issues like immigration and abortion that are just very, very anti-freedom. Now, they claim that they're justified by the Constitution. Whether or not that's true, I don't necessarily... I don't have the evidence in front of me here, but the point of this article is it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. What matters is liberty, and what matters is freedom. And again, the Constitution is the best political document that's ever been created. That doesn't mean there couldn't be a better one, I guess. So, anyway, 1-800-259-9231. That's all I have to say to that, man. Where are we going next?
Oh, let me pull up my stuff here. One thing, an article I thought was interesting, is we've often talked about outsourcing among companies here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
and how we're losing jobs over to Southeast Asia and Mexico, that kind of thing.
Right.
I've noticed that I've got an article on it here. It's a short one, and I think it brings up some interesting points.
About outsourcing.
Okay. Gartner is one of the most respected technology research firms, reports that outsourcing operations are 30% more expensive than the top 25 of in-house customer service operations. This surprising fact is due to the hidden costs of outsourcing, which are such as...
Wait a minute. Is customer service, they said?
This is customer service
outsourcing. So phone
for
support.
Instance, when you call in and to get your Toshiba fixed and you get somebody in India.
Right.
Can't understand what you're saying, and you can't understand them.
They're actually, I found they're very good at speaking English. Even though they have an accent, they're usually pretty good at it.
I found a few instances that I have experienced. The one that comes to mind offhand, she couldn't speak English well enough to communicate with me.
I'm sure you could always ask for another operator. Anyway,
I suppose you could.
Moving on.
Let's see, in-house backup support and customer defection. 80% of that's what the where they lose their customers to. What is in-house backup support? I guess that they don't have that over in India.
I don't know.
The surprising fact is due to the hidden costs of outsourcing, such as in-house backup support. Oh, I see. Because you have to have in-house backup support to your customer service, because the customer service may fail, your outsourced customer service may fail.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to have customer service help in-house.
Got it.
I see. 80% of organizations that outsource customer service management operations solely to cut costs will fail to actually cut the costs.
Really?
Yeah. Still, Gartner predicts continued strong growth in the outsourcing market in the year ahead. Rather than send all customer service operations overseas, companies might have success outsourcing only the level one inquiries and keep the rest in-house.
What is it that are the unexpected costs?
Well, for instance, you have to keep a backup customer service branch of your own company to handle people who aren't happy with the customer service you just sent them out
to. But you would expect that would be a minor cost. I mean, I wouldn't
probably.
I mean, if you've got 100 customer service operators in India, you probably would only have to have
10?
5 or 10 in America, right?
Understood, but it's probably a hidden. It's a hidden cost because you didn't realize that you were going to have those 10.
Hmm.
I guess.
Okay.
And then the others would be also defection. I'm sorry. I like to deal with, you know, people that speak English like I do.
Right.
And so I'm liable to not do business with a company that it sends me to India.
There's the free market at work then.
Yes.
So
defection.
So if Americans are opposed to outsourcing and they don't like talking to foreigners on the phone, then they can just simply say, look, I want to talk to somebody who's in my country. And if they won't put you in touch with someone who's in your country, then you can sell your laptop or sell whatever it is that you own that you're trying to get service on and buy something from a company that's not outsourcing.
I would say that there's a... They sort of have you over a barrel to some extent, because if you want to sell your laptop, suppose I bought the laptop retail for $1,000 and I want to sell it on eBay, I'm probably not going to get $1,000 for it.
No, certainly not.
I'm probably not going to get 75%.
Especially if it's broken.
Yeah, can't get it to work. That's why I'm calling customer service.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, anyway, I just thought that was an interesting article.
It all works out. I mean, if you have a bad experience, even if you get the laptop fixed, you know that next time you might not buy from that company again.
Right. Which I think that it was customer service for my Toshiba, but the computer's been so darn good, I don't know whether
you put up with it.
Yeah, I might just.
Okay.
But that's kind of how the free market's working, and the free market is working in outsourcing.
Sure.
And so I thought it was good news.
Although let's make the point again that there would be not this problem with outsourcing wouldn't even be in existence if it weren't for our government. And what it does to people, and what it does to... I mean, if we didn't have all these regulations and this minimum wage and all the different taxes on the electricity and the phone lines, you could have all kinds of tech support, customer service branches here in the United States. At very low cost.
Yep. And if they wanted minimum wages, they could unionize.
Sure, whatever. Yeah, 800.
As long as the government's not involved.
Be a stupid idea because it's not exactly a high-skilled job answering phones.
But they could.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Students willing to give the government full control of the press? It's back in the news. We'll talk about it coming up. It's with some amazing quotes. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Cartmanic Minute. Little did Disney know how small the world would really become. Now don't move a minuscule muscle, because when I come back, I'll take you on a fantastic voyage to the center of an RFID tag. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Honey, scientists have shrunk more than the kids, and the special effects in the automotive theater are really big. Based on RFID, or radio frequency identification, smart cards containing tiny antenna-type sensors enable them to receive and respond to radio commands of microchip tags embedded in toll gates, gas stations, and subway turnstiles. Card holders maintain freeway speeds, pump fuel quickly, and hop the train in a flash, all without small talk with the attendance. The smart card automatically charges the holder's predetermined account. Little wonder why this technology is being adapted for big-time transportation needs. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Anything goes, political, personal. You got a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of agenda that you want to push, we're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, 1-800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
We've got live streams there, internet streams. You can get our broadband stream. You can get our dial-up stream. We have a stream for all sizes, as it were.
And it's free.
That's
at
right.
freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones and right to the fun to Terry in New Jersey. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Good evening. Subject is interesting. Freedom and free. Unfortunately, people use it all different ways, like free trade. Basically, it's slave trade, I call it.
Okay.
The way they have it set up.
Well, it all depends on who's speaking.
I guess.
Some people call free trade what they call fair trade. We, on this show, call free trade the abolition of all government regulations and taxes on trade. That's real free trade.
And also, calling about Terry Schindler's case, case in Florida. I don't know how much these guys are up to date with it.
We've paid some attention to it. What's on your mind?
Have you tracked your site? Terryslight.org is a great site where you get affidavits from people, and not just hearsay. You get the what's actually being done. I think it's basically we've been lied to about her case being vegetable.
Do you mean the films of her sort of reacting and making noises?
Well, a lot more than that. Specialists and doctors come out observing the videos and say she can be rehabilitated.
But why hasn't she been rehabilitated in 15 years?
Well, basically, the money he's wanted to take care of her, he hasn't used for. He used to defend his own personal interest.
Why, if she's taken off the feeding tube, why won't she be able to feed herself if she's so... I mean, that would seem like such a basic thing. I mean, if she's not, in fact, in a coma, which I've heard people say, can't she feed herself? The hospital will put food in front of her, right?
Well, can a paraplegic, then, with your definition, a paraplegic should be... shouldn't be allowed to live neither if they can't feed themselves. I mean, have her baby.
I think that a paraplegic can feed themselves. Perhaps a quadriplegic can't.
Paraplegic, okay, or a baby for that matter. But that's beside the point. She is able to eat.
She's able to eat.
Feed her tube, right?
No, without that. They believe she can swallow. That's why when she was being 6 days, she was being no food, no water, basically tortured to death last year. They wouldn't allow the priest to give her communion. They say would be considered nourishment.
This is right now has turned into a huge issue. Actually, not necessarily on the air here on Free Talk Live, but if you disagree with Terry, Terry who's on the phone with us, Terry, and you want to,
my not real name, I'm just using that because she has no voice.
Oh, okay. I see. If you agree with Mr. Terry, then you can call in at 1-800-259-9231. Because while I've been reading all the arguments at our Free Talk Live bulletin board system at freetalklive.com,
right.
I'm certainly not one of the... I'm not necessarily leaning one way or the other. They're both very interesting.
I think it's despicable that Michael Schiavo won't turn over control of his wife to his parents. I think it's despicable.
Well, my opinion, and based on the evidence that has an action from brought to light, that a lot of people believe he actually did the damage. But in that scenario, if he did do damage to her, a lot of people believe, why would he ever want to be rehabilitated so she can speak and say, he actually hit me?
Wait a minute. I thought wasn't it a car accident? I thought it was a car accident.
No.
What happened to get her into that situation anyway? I don't even know.
Now, it depends. According to him, she collapsed. He called 911, something to that effect. She collapsed, and he said, claims she had a heart attack. The evidence doesn't show that way. In fact, his according to one forensic the expert, he was on television,
mm-hmm.
looked at her x-rays and said he believes she has multiple beatings, she has broken this, broken that.
So that would explain why he's turned down the $1 million?
That was his opinion. Well, I believe he still gets some money anyway if she dies. That's one explanation. He does live with somebody. He has a couple of kids. He's on record saying, when is the bee going to be dead?
Now, the woman that he's living with, is he beating her? Because usually beaters continue that pattern.
Well, that's something.
Do we know?
I have no idea. I'm just going by what...
Well, you would think that, I mean, the anti-Michael Schiavo people would have dug that information up. I mean, if he was beating his current wife, wouldn't you think that someone would know about it?
It's possible if he is.
Terry, I think it's pretty likely. And we're down here in Florida, right near in the Tampa Bay area where Terry Schiavo is, and we get a lot of news on it. And I follow the case. I think it's really, really, really unlikely that the politicians are going to let this... Let Terry Schiavo die.
Too
much of an opportunity to make themselves look good.
Oh yeah, grandstanding.
So
right.
Take that one way or the other. In this case, I think it's good. I think her parents should be given control of her because, in my opinion, and it's just an opinion, he has not done his husbandly duties. I don't feel like a conversation over a movie or after a movie saying, you know, I wouldn't want to live like that. I don't think that constitutes a living will. Personally.
No, it doesn't constitute a living will, but what it does constitute is an agreement between a husband and a wife. And even if she hadn't said that, isn't it implicated by getting legally married to another person that you then, if that individual can't make decisions for them for their own health, that you acquire that decision-making ability?
I don't think you do. I don't think you acquire the decision-making ability of taking food away. No, I don't.
In my opinion, I believe you have an input, but in this case, he's lost the input that he supposedly had.
Well, hold on. I want to understand something here. If he doesn't have the decision-making ability to determine if she can have her food tube taken from her, who does have that decision-making ability?
He should have had a guardian in line. In fact, an independent lawyer looked at the case, according to the judge, asked him to look at the case. I forgot his name. It's on terryswipe.org. He recommended, because of conflict of interest, she should have her own guardian. It shouldn't be Michael. And he was fired by Greer. So I believe, my opinion...
Okay, but that still doesn't answer my question. Who should have that ability? If it's not the husband, then who should?
Terry does.
But she can't make that decision.
She had the opportunity, just like everybody else. She should have filled out a living will. If she wanted to have a
feeding tube... But if you're married to...
Living will is a very specific document. It's not some ambiguous, arbitrary thing that a husband just comes up with.
But that's not even in the picture here. What is in the picture is she got married to this guy, and that means that he gets to make those decisions.
He should have an input, correct. But when in case somebody has kids out of wedlock,
make those decisions, who is supposed to make them for him?
I'll tell you who. The fact is, and I don't think that the parents even should be making decisions.
No,
I think that it's a legal case. If you die without a will, Ian, a regular will, who decides?
The government decides.
Then
right.
That's who should decide.
She's
with Terry
Schiavo. She's not dead, though.
Right. But she is in a coma without a living will.
Well, then you wouldn't want Terry, we gotta let you go. Thanks for the call, man.
Not a call. 1-800-259-9231.
Manwich, you wouldn't want that carried out, because if something happened to your wife, and let's say she wasn't wasn't in as bad of shape as Terry Schiavo, but she still was definitely not able to make decisions for herself, you sure as hell wouldn't want the government stepping in and saying, look, she's gone. She's done. We've got to put her under.
Look, there are
rules taking control
to protect life, and that's just the way it is. There's rules to protect life. She can't make a decision one way or the other. I don't feel like he should be able to make that decision.
Okay, if he can't make that decision, you're saying the government should be able to make that decision.
The government makes decisions on the issues of whether or not people die every day.
So if the government deems that she
stays
alive...
They made it illegal for you to kill me.
If the government deems she stays alive, who pays for it, Manwich?
I guess the taxpayers have to pay
great.
For it.
Great. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
For
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231, an issue, an agenda, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us on the bulletin board system. We were talking about the Terry Schiavo case a few moments ago. There is a hot thread on the bulletin board system right now at freetalklive.com. I mean, people are trying to digitally kill one another over this issue. That's how heated it is. So you should go check that out. And there's some issues where there's some posts on there that are just fun posts and stupid posts. And again, serious posts. So check it out, freetalklive.com. It's all free. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. And let's talk to David. Captain Fantastic, apparently. Captain Fantastic in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guy?
Hey,
let's get
fantastic,
back to the point
Captain.
Real quick, all right?
Okay.
This is a government thing that we're talking about.
Talking about government things, it seems. What's up?
Okay. I'm going to give you two issues where the government has already stepped in again and negated how we're going to live our lives and what we're going to do. One is they're proposing a new gun law. This gun law is effectively towards any terrorist that is on a list that they look for them, and they try to see if they deserve a gun or not.
Talking about the no-fly list proposal. We spoke about this, I think it was late last week. they have proposed. It hasn't even really been, I don't think it's even been written up as a law yet. So luckily it's not something we have to worry about immediately, but they're proposing that the people who are on the no-fly list, the people who are denied airplane travel in this country because they're supposedly suspected terrorists, will not be able to buy guns. And I agree with you, Captain Fantastic. It's a terrible, terrible concept.
Well, see, the whole point is a terrorist is not going to try to buy a gun the way a normal American would. This
You're
is
right.
not aimed to stop a terrorist from buying guns. It's aimed at somebody who might want a gun, who would go through the procedures to have it legally, and then who's going to deem who's on that list or why you're on
that
list?
I don't know. I don't know who deems who's on that list.
You have this radio talk show right here.
Yeah.
You have it, and they could look at you and say, well, you say things against the government and against
America.
Yeah,
that's
America,
why I don't want to go to
so
the airport.
So you're a terrorist.
Yeah, that's why I'm afraid of going to the airports, because I think they're going to throw me in a gulag somewhere.
You know, and then two, there's a proposal that is up to Congress, and I know for a fact it is. For years, the moguls that owned the oil company had said, you're taking too much oil, we don't have enough, you should buy hybrid cars. So what do? As good Americans, we went out and we started purchasing these hybrid cars and these electric cars. And
the government didn't want to stand for that, did they?
And when they started losing money because so many have them now, what are they doing? They're going to impose a tax on how much you drive every year. How much you drive every year, and it's going to go straight to the gas pump.
So it's crazy. I see you talking about that proposal as well.
$3 to $4 a gallon for gas.
Captain Stabbin, I mean, Captain Fantastic, have you listened to the show before?
Yeah. No, actually, I just got Winamp and found the Freedom Radio Network and have been recording a lot of stuff because I get into the chat and
well,
I talk
great. I tell you what, Captain Fantastic, you could go to freetalklive.com and get interactive on our bulletin board system. We got all kinds of interesting personalities there for you to talk to. Both of those issues we've actually discussed within the past, I would say, month on this show. So you're definitely listening to a show that's going to be focusing on these kinds of hijackings of our freedom, if you will. And thank you for the call, man. Any final words?
No, man. I just I'm glad that there are people out there like you who make other people aware. How we're going to handle it, I don't know.
Well, if you weren't out there listening, Captain Fantastic, then we wouldn't be here. So log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us there. Call us back sometime, okay? Thanks, man.
All right, man.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to John.
From here on out, I want you to refer to me as Manwich the Magnificent.
You're not a caller. Let's go to Johnson. You're on Free Talk Live.
Not Manwich the Mendicant.
that's good enough.
By the way, you use that word incorrectly most of the time. It refers to a religious order of monks.
I thought it was an idiot.
Yeah, I thought
no.
it was a rube.
No, what it is it is kind of a rube, but not really. What the word actually means is it refers to a religious order of monks who decided that they would all become beggars and they would forego personal property. Personal or public property.
Yeah, you're right. Definition, a beggar, a member of an order of friars forbidden to own property in common who work or beg for their living. Pathetic.
I'd always hear it used in usage as like an idiot, but I suppose that a beggar and an idiot...
I prefer the term lackwit.
Dimwit.
It's kind of made up, though.
All right, so what's on your mind, Johnson?
Barry Schiavo.
All right.
I just wanted to call in. You know, what I don't understand, and you know, Manwich yet again supporting force. What's going on?
I don't know. This is not supporting force.
You admitted to supporting force. I cornered you on it, and you had admitted it.
Wait a second. Under our current system, the taxpayer would be the final. They would be the final person to have to pay. But currently, people would pay out the nose to see Terri Schiavo supported.
The only way Terri Schiavo would live is if she is forced to live. In her natural state, she is dead.
It's an interesting point.
The guy who called in about the paraplegic, now that, or the quadriplegic, that was an interesting point as well. I mean, if you just leave that guy sitting around, he's going to die too. You have to tend to quadriplegics.
Right, and she hasn't said, no, I don't want to be taken care of.
And you know what?
I don't accept that.
She married someone who has the right to make that decision for her.
Now, if we didn't have
government
marriage.
Neither one of you guys really support marriage as an institution, but now you want to fall back on it?
No. We're only talking about it because it exists and because it's a contract that they got into. Johnson, hang on. You didn't have much time. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show, talking about Terry Schiavo, but you can always change the topic anytime. Take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, man, which?
Go to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates. Anytime there's something new about the show, we'll send it straight to your email box. You'll be one of the first people to know about it. It's free, of course, like everything else at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Johnson in Sarasota, Florida, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, where were we?
Manwich and force and marriage, etc.
That's right. What were you saying? You said something about us falling back on marriage before we hit the break.
Well, my point was that neither one of you guys is a big believer in the whole institution of marriage, but in fact, now in this Terry Schiavo case, you want to fall back on marriage and say that the husband has the right to, say that the feeding tube is removed. He gets to relay a completely uncorroborated story of her and he having seen a movie where I don't even know what the movie was about, but, that somebody was in a comatic state or, you know, something like that. They were living on life support, which I think that life support, you know, say dialysis or, you know, an iron lung is different than a feeding tube. And then, you know, supposedly Terry Schiavo said, I wouldn't want to live like that. And so now after he...
And thank God, she's got someone like Michael Schiavo there to defend her and willing to turn down $10 million, you know,
it wasn't $10 million is something
actually,
that he said.
Well, yeah. Apparently he's received several offers.
I doubt it. Here's why.
You think he's lying?
Yes. I believe he's lying, and here's why. If I were to offer Michael Schiavo $10 million to get to take her off of life support, mm-hmm. Or return her to her parents, then if he turned me down, I'd tell everybody, because that would be him being motivated not to. I mean, it would be showing his righteousness, Michael Schiavo's.
Well, why would you? Okay, and maybe you would, but not everybody might tell everyone.
You
don't have the $10 million to offer.
I'm sorry, right? He's been painted. I don't have $10 million. I wouldn't give him 10 bucks.
Right.
In this case, you know. But
I see where you're coming from, and I understand what you're trying to do by accusing us of the marriage thing, and you sort of have a point there. But since the laws are in existence, we have to go by them. I mean, since government schools are in existence, we have to say that you know, you can't.
I'll go one better than that, because you know, I don't prescribe to the same theories as you do, Ian, on the whole marriage thing. I'm not as extreme as you are. I believe in marriage, absolutely. I believe that people should be able to and should enter into a legal contract. I believe that it's important. Now, I don't necessarily like the whole government being involved, but I do think that if you're going to marriage, there is a level of force behind marriage that I do think is kind of important to have, you know, an outside, you know, you are involving someone else. You are making a commitment. And in order to make a commitment and hold a fast commitment, you need to involve other people. Now, when someone makes a personal commitment, they tell their friends. You know, they tell their friends and they say to their friends, you know, hold me to this. You know, whereas in a marriage, you know, you are making a commitment, you're having the government hold you to it.
And, I don't think that.
Or to some people, they say they have their God hold them to
it. Right. Why don't you have some other people sign off on your marriage then, if, you know, if that's important?
What are they going to do, beat you up if you don't follow through?
I'm just saying that I don't necessarily subscribe to the whole same thing.
Thanks,
I would
Johnson.
Have a marriage with prenup.
We got a scram. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way, and we got everything from some sort of bureaucracy issue to UFOs coming up, as long as these people hang on, and we'll find out if they do. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, you can control the show and literally bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
If you're tired...